Okay, we're on the Mishnah and Chav Zayin with Beis. Nodvim laharogin ulaharomin ulamuchsin. Shehi truma afopishena truma. This is all examples of Nidrei Onsim. Person has somebody who's threatening to kill him and wants to take also his money. And he takes makes a nether that the food that he has is truma, so they won't take it. Or haromim muhsin, tax collector comes, says it's not my money, it's truma. Rashi laharogin shuho regaliske mama. Guy comes and if you don't give him money, he kills you. Shimbala hargo yocholoder alzer shuho shal truma. The yomer neder ze olayim eno shal truma. How does the nether work? That he says, I asher all my possessions to myself if this isn't truma. Right? So he's basically saying that it's truma. Otherwise, his things will become asher. Afal pishen osho truma, even though it's not truma, he's lying. Kedei shol yikli, because he's saving his money. The fishyesh chiyub misal azu, the hanether mutter, the hainunami nidrei onsin. Also examples of nidrei onsin. Ulecharomim shehu listim bi'alma. This is not a guy who's going to kill you, but stop, he's coming to steal, and you say, don't steal this, because this is truma anyway, you're not going to be able to have any enjoyment from it. She'eno horik. Ulemuchsim notul meches amelech. The tax collector comes. Tell him it's not my money, this is truma. Perotza lito perosa balkorcho. Afal pi she'enam shal truma, yochel lidor she'en shal truma, kedei shal yitlim. And the neder is not chal, because we know that he's done it, did it under force. Umasnisim lo zu'av zuktani. Right, not only this case, even this case. Each case is less chomer than the one before. Surely if you're going to save your life, and even if you're going to save only your money, and even if you're only going to save paying taxes. Okay. Sheno truma, shehen shel beis hamelech, afa bi sheinon shel beis hamelech. You say, oh, this is the king's property, so the people are going to be scared to touch it, not kill you or steal it from you. Beshame omrim b'chol nodrim chutz mi b'shvua. You can only make a nether, but they weren't matir a shvua in this kind of case, because we said shvuas are always more chomer than nedarit. Ubeisil omrim af b'shvua. Beisil says you can even make a shvua that it's a truma, even though it's not, and so on. Beshame omrim lo yiftach lo b'nether. Ubeisil omrim af yiftach lo. You shouldn't initiate this. In other words, the guy comes to steal your money, and you say, this is truma, don't take it. Or that they say, is this truma? Then you can make a nether that it's truma, even though it's not. But if they didn't bring up the inyan, then you can't initiate and say that it's truma. That's what Beishamai says. And Beisil says, af yiftachlo. You can initiate it too. Beishamai omrim b'mashu madiro. Right? You could only make a nether according to what they make you. They say make a nether that it's what's it called, that it's truma. So then he's allowed to make the nether. Right, even what they're not madir you, you can initiate the whole thing. Ketzer omerlo emor konim ishti. And even what the guy's going to say. In other words, you saying I want all my payers also to me if this isn't truma. Right, they're the ones who have to initiate that according to Beis Shammai. They have to say, make a nether that all your payers are aser, or if this isn't truma, right? You don't initiate it. You play what's it called according to their script. And Beisol says you can initiate and say, right? Kaiser Amar Lo Emar Konim Ishti Nehenisli VaAmar Konim Ishti UBonai Nehenli. Beis Shammai Omrim Ishto Muteras UBona Vasurim UBeisol Omrim Elu VeElu Mutarim. Right, if you initiated the nether, you said, "I'm not only that; I'll make my children also to me too." Right, then that part, according to Beis Shammai, is not nidrei onsin. Nobody asked you to do that. Right, if the thief says, "Make a nether that your wife is also to you," and you made that nether and said that it's truma, so it's all an onus. But if you volunteered something extra, that's not an onus. And Beis Shammai says, "No, the mice, it's all under duress, and therefore it's all an onus." Rashi. Afal pishenu shel truma, yochal lidor shehen shel truma, kadei shel yitleim. Okay, wait. Bechol nodrim lohem. And you can do any, you can say any nether, but not a shvua. Chutz v'shvua, shaleomer yesu peiru sheba'olam alai b'shvua, imenim shel truma. You shouldn't say a loshen shvua, or make a shvua. Lo yiftach lo b'nether, im halistim eno maskik, o sheyidor, lo yiftach lo hu b'yasmo. The guy claims it's truma, and they take your word for it. And they don't make you make a nether, then you can't initiate the nether, according to Beis Shammai. But mashu madira, and also, you can only follow their lead as to what nether they want you to make. Milvad yidor, v'lo v'dover acher, kim v'forish. Ketzer, omer lo, ishto muteres, lo d'haynu mashu madiro. That's what they forced you to make the nether about the wife. Ubonav asurim, d'haynu mashu lo madiro. But the children are also, because you volunteered that. Nobody asked you to make that nether. Okay, and therefore it's not considered nidrei onsin. Okay, so Gemara now is going to go on the part of the Mishnah that says that you can do this to avoid paying taxes. V'amar Shmuel dina d'malchusa dina. Nice, you have to pay taxes, right? Because dina d'malchusa dina, right? Rashi, dina d'malchusa dina, v'lav nidrei onsin inu. Nobody's forcing you, what's it called, not to pay the tax. You have to pay the tax. The halacha is you have to pay the tax. So why should you be allowed, bichlal, to make such a nether? To avoid paying the tax. It's talking, the only dina d'malchusa dina is where the laws are fair, and they are well defined, and everybody has to keep them equally. But if the guy can just take whatever he wants, and that kind of tax collector, that's not dina de malchusa, that's stam robbery. It's not talking about the melech's tax collector. It's talking about somebody who decides that he's going to collect taxes on his own. So him you don't have to give the taxes to. Shein lo kitzva, shenot lo kol masherotz. He takes whatever he wants. There's no definite law. It's hefker. That's robbery. The mukas omid meilav sheino shel malchus. Okay, the mekor of dina de malchus adina is either because when people live in a place, they accept upon themselves the conditions of that place. That's the malchus. Otherwise, live somewhere else. Or that the Rabban Shem gave Shlito for Malachim, just like he gave to Jewish kings, he gave to Goyish kings and their lands also. Or it's a getter of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Just like Bezdin has a power to appropriate funds and be Mafker funds, so too does the Malchus in a place where you're living. There's a Shaila whether that therefore applies in Eretz Yisrael. Since, what's it called, every Jew has a right to live in Eretz Israel, and it's not the Malchus that determines that, could be that Dina de Malchus, Dina doesn't apply in Eretz Israel. But it either doesn't apply, it doesn't apply to taxes or whatever, but does apply to things that are Letova Saklau. In other words, if the Malchus makes a din that everybody has to stop at red lights, otherwise it's dangerous, you have to stop the red light. Right? But Dina de Malchus, when it comes to the Melech exacting taxes or whatever, there it could be different. And for all practical purposes in Eretz Yisrael, we do say Dina Malchus Adina, right? Except since it's a machlokas, if there are legal loopholes to use, you could be more makel in using those legal loopholes in Eretz Yisrael than using them in Chutz Laretz. Okay. The, Shehen Shel Beis HaMelech, Vafa Bishen Shel Beis HaMelech. Hechi Nader, what's the, how does he, what neder does he make? Omer of Am Morav. The nusach would be all the peiros in the world should be osur to me if these aren't things that belong to the melech. Kivin de omri yosru itzrulei, right? Kol peiri am. Once he said yosru alai kol peiros olam, right? Lechora he osured them immediately. What he added later doesn't make a difference. So one says baomer hayom, where he said today. It should be usher to me today if these aren't from the Beis HaMelech. So Mordechai says, "E da Omer Hayom lo bekab meimuchas." L'maisa, what's it called? The tax collector won't accept that. He knows the guy's fooling him because tomorrow he'll be able to eat the payros. So what are you jeopardizing yourself? But Omer belibo Hayom. No, it's talking where he said in his heart that today only. So that's the heter. Ye asur hayom, right? And therefore today they're asur, but tomorrow they're mutter, right? And umotzi b'svos of stam. B'afagav the svir lan dvarim shebelev enu dvarim l'gabi onsim shani. Even though normally dvarim shebelev enu dvarim, here because he's being forced, the dvarim shebelev are considered dvarim, because there's a klal of dvarim shebelibo v'leiv kolodim. When it's obvious what he's thinking in his heart, then the dvarim shebelev are also important. And therefore, what over here, since it's obvious that he's doing it to avoid this unfair tax or being killed or being robbed, what he thinks in his heart is also significant. Rashi, kiven de omar ye osru, velo omar milsa de haroma itzrule. Since he said they should be osru to me, and he didn't say anything else yet, they should be osru. Omer ye osru hayom, that's where he added hayom, tahainu haroma, tahu yuma lechud osru nafshe. Right, that's the loophole that he's using, that only osur to me today. Tomorrow they'll be mutter. So either omar hayom lo mekabel minimuchus. If he said openly today, the tax collector is not going to accept that as a proof that they belong to the melech or their truma. Ve'eino manichu b'shvil osur ner. He's not going to not collect the tax because he's not going to believe him. Elo yitla perish ari shomer devar roma nada. The guy said it's only osur to me today. He's obviously lying. Ba'omer belibo hayom, einam dvarim bi'alma. Normally we say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Here they are dvarim. Okay, beishamei omrim bakol. Beishamei omrim mameshu madiro. Beisul omr afeshenu madiro. Ketzad. What's the case? Omer lo konim ishti nehenesli. Right. They said to him, make your wife usher to you if these are not truma. And he says, I'll do you one better. Konim ishti uboni nehenesli. I'll make my wife usher and my children usher if it's not truma. So b'shamer mishto muteru subana basurim. Since he volunteered the children, that's not a neder of onsin. Nobody asked you, nobody forced you to make the neder on the children. You volunteered that. That's not nidre onsin. Ubeisil omre melevel mutarim. Lemaisa, what prompted you to do that? Because you were being forced. So you wanted to make it even more believable. So that's still an onus. Rashi. Rashi. Omer Rav Huna, Tana b'shamei omrim lo yiftech lo b'shvua, b'shul omrim af yiftech lo b'shvua. Le b'shamei b'shvua huda lo yiftech. From this part of the Mishnah, you could infer that we don't, what's it called? He shouldn't initiate a shvua. Mashma do b'nedr, you could even initiate, right? Ha b'nedr yiftech lo. V'hatznan b'shamei omrim lo yiftech lo b'nedr, right? B'shamei says you can't initiate a nedr either. So why only a shvua? Right, mashman, though, you can only not initiate the shvua. But if he made you take a shvua, you could take it. Right? Right? L'maisa, b'shamay says that you're not allowed to take a shvua even if they initiate it. No, really, the halacha of nether was said that you can't initiate even a nether. And surely, even if they initiated, you can't make a shvua. That's to tell me the strictness of Beishamai. Tana Braisa Beishvua, and the Braisa, which mentions by a shvua, don't infer from that that by a nether would be okay. No. It's just coming to tell me that Beis Hillel, who holds that a shvua is also okay, it's even okay to initiate a shvua. Lo diach kocha de Beis Hillel. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says, no, this part of the Mishnah has nothing to do with what came before. Hachitani. Beishamei omrim ein sheila b'shvua, ubeisil omrim yeh sheila b'shvua. Shaila is if you can be matar a shvua or not. Beishamei says there's no hataras nadarim by shvuas, midrabanan, right, min haTorah for sure, it says isser or shvua or whatever. But from the, what's it called, from the rabanan, they were machmer by a shvua not to be matar shvuas. And Beisil says there's even hataras shvuas, not only hataras nadarim. And this part of the Mishnah has nothing to do with what came before. Rashi, b'neder lo yiftach lo b'shvua, shelo yomer lo im tirtze eshbalach. You shouldn't initiate and say, if you want, I'll even swear. Mashma, though, that if they initiated it, you could take a shvua. Chobin Nether, Yiftachlo. And also infer from that, you can initiate the Nether. Hey, if you want, I'll make a Nether. Shiyomer lo, im tirtza adur lecha Nether. Hon minder Nether lei b'shvua. Im halistim askikim lekach. V'yidur lo, kein v'loshen shvua kedamar leo. And you also can infer that if they initiated it, you can even say a shvua. And Beishama Yilchor doesn't say like that. V'hatznan v'amayk toni v'braisad lo yiftachlo b'shvua. Even the nether lo yiftach lo according to Beishamai. Tarit Tzachi, Tanav Masisim, but nether lo diach l'kocha to Beishamai. The Mishnah said the whole case of nether to tell me the strictness of Beishamai. Even a nether you can't initiate, and what's it called, even though if they initiate you can make a nether. Right? Afilu b'nether greater lo. The Kolshkin b'nether shvua. Surely you can't even make the shvua even if they initiate it. And the Braisa said the case of Shvua across the board. Right? That what's it called? Tell me like Beisilu. That a Shvua you are allowed to make, and you're even allowed to initiate it. And Beishame says both things. You can't initiate it, you can't even make it. Tafilo Beishua Yiftachlo. Braisa Mishum Beisilu Nishnes. Belav Dafkahi. Velo Motzis Lameimer Hosam Beshvua Hudlo Yiftach. Velo Makshinu De Beshame De Beshame. We don't infer from this. The Mishnah said the case of Nether across the board. And the Braisa said the case of Shvua across the board. One to tell me how strict Beshame is, and one to tell me how lenient Beshilul is. Ravashi Omer Hochik Tani. Ravashi says the last part of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the first part. Hilo yiftach de braisa lo mashmik et amrinan de ba'onsin koi. Right? That you can't initiate a shvua mashma. You could initiate, they initiate, it's okay. Or a nether you could initiate according to Beishame. It's not talking about initiating the nether or not. Yiftach over here does not mean that you initiated this case of the Mishnah where you're taking a nether to the tax collector. Ela hai lo yiftach de Beishamai savrei lo yiftach lo hakocham pesach lecharota lihishoel al shvuaso. It's a separate halacha that we're not matur shvuas. Just when we come for a nether, you find a pesach harota and you're matur the nether. By shvu you don't do that. De ein shailu le shvuah lefnei hakocham. The lekala medik mimayishum kusha. Therefore you can't be medayik anything because it's not talking about the halachas of the previous part of the Mishnah. It's a new halacha bichlal, machlokas b'sham b'silul, whether there's she'ila on shvuas or not.